The show's second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, Election Day, February 27th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. First time in 12 years that I've ever set Election Day for a presidential primary in the month of February. Democrats did that. Well, this Saturday, we're going to talk to Dan Bonomi in the third hour. He's the new vice chair for the Republican Party under Christina Caramo. They're proposing a 39-page constitution for the Michigan Republican Party to go into effect. What it will do is increase the number of state committee members from 107, which is what they currently have, to well over 200, so basically doubling it, with all 83 counties having at least two voting members on the state committee, giving a significant increase in the amount of influence to northern and rural communities in the state. The, quote, delegate-friendly, unquote, constitution pledges to decentralize the leadership of the Michigan Republican Party. For supporters of the document, the constitution creates a more functional party by creating a structure that is difficult to amend and prevents chairs from being overly powerful. Right now, especially, congressional chairs. There's only 13 of them. Representing 83 counties. First District has 36 counties. Geographically, we are the largest district in the state. Now, this is very interesting because what this would do, folks, is give us more say as to what goes on in the state party from up here in Northern Country. In other rural areas around the state. Under the proposal, 17 members of the Caramo administration, including former state representative Dare Rendon, who is now the first district chair for our district. She replaced Sue Aller, who, of course, was down getting her picture taken with Congressman Jack Bergman and Hema Cola Negrete, who's running for RNC chairwoman. Also, the budget committee chair, who is now the vice chair, Dan Bonomi, again, will be on the show from 11 to 11:30 today. Executive Director Jim Kopis, and Deputy Chief of Staff Joel Studebaker were the 17 that came up with this Constitutional Review Committee. In addition, they referred and discussed the issue with their legal counsel, Dan Hartman. Rights for the delegates, which equals power for the delegates, which equals a grassroots-based constitution, reads an analysis of the proposed constitution sent to Caramo and General Counsel Dan Hartman. We, the most informed, engaged, educated people when it comes to politics, especially within the Republican Party, we would be picking our candidates. Now I'm going to look at my unread messages and announce the poll results as to who was going to vote for Cavett of my listening audience versus Todd Smallenberg. 31 votes. Unread messages. I'm looking at the numbers with the letters right there. 31 for Smallenberg, one vote for Cavett. And I'm not going to mention who the one person is that texted me for Cavett. Unbelievable, overwhelming support for Todd Smallenberg with educated, informed voters. And some of you don't even live in the 106, but I appreciate the message. Now, here's the point. If the people who know these politicians the best, the people who know where they would be on issues once they get to Lansing, I know darn well how Todd Smallenberg would have voted proudly, loudly about the gun bills. He would have stood up and spoke against them on the floor. They probably would have had to gavel him down to shut him up. Todd totally supports the Second Amendment. He gets it. Unlike State Senator John DeMoos, who doesn't get it, who voted to actually take away our Second Amendment rights in the state capitol building because of him and his fellow Democrats are afraid of guns. Well, it's going to be up for a vote on Saturday. That's why you need to go to Detroit and vote for this absolutely 39-page new constitution to run the Michigan Republican Party. And this further explains why we are in court today. Yes, 41 minutes ago, 9 o'clock, here on Tuesday, Election Day, finally, Christina Caramo and her attorney, Don Campbell, get to submit evidence to the judge. They get to present their defense. The plaintiff's, Hoekstra's attorney, has rested. He cannot absolutely introduce any more witnesses or evidence. The only thing he gets to do is cross-examine Don Campbell's witnesses. Now, I'm wondering this morning if Guyer Balog is down in Grand Rapids in the courtroom. And the other two state committee members who signed the letter, giving them their 54 required numbers of signatures to call a special state committee meeting. And then after seeing what happened at that state committee meeting, retracted their signature and said, I was told things under false pretenses. The original intent of the meeting versus what actually took place, I didn't want to be anything part of that. I would not support what they did. The number drops from 54 to 51. Therefore, based on their own, Hoekstra's own paid expert witness, they didn't have a quorum. They did not have the necessary number of signatures to call the meeting. If they didn't have enough signatures to call the meeting never happened. Caramo was never removed as chair. Pure and simple. Now, according to a GOP insider, and I'm going to sure guess who this is, each faction of the divided Michigan Republican Party is scheduled to hold its own presidential caucus nominating convention on March 2nd. Caramo's administration will be holding theirs in Detroit, while the party hosted by Pete Hoekstra is doing it in the DeVos Amway Plaza in Grand Rapids. When it comes to which convention's delegates will be the selected delegates that will go to the Republican National Committee convention, which one will they accept? Well, the party insider said no one can guarantee anything. No one can say in advance what they're going to say. Could they split the baby? Could they pick one side versus another? And absolutely, they could do that, and there's nothing you can do about it. said Matthew Wilk, a Republican 6th Congressional District precinct delegate and a Northville-based attorney. Wilk spoke on MERS podcast yesterday, illustrating his prediction for the March 2nd dueling convention. The one Wilk plans on attending will be hosted by Hoekstra. Of course. As will be the 6th Congressional District Chairwoman, Hima Kolanegridi, who's running for RNC Chairwoman. We don't care what the RNC says. We don't care what President Trump says. The courts and the RNC, the national RNC, does not control the Michigan Republican Party. Period. End of story. And if the judge, who's bought and paid for by DeVos, Sekia, and even the attorneys, the firm, Warner, Norcross, and Judd, who the attorney in the courtroom representing Hoekstra works for, all donated to the judge's election campaign. This judge should have recused himself, but he didn't. So depending on how he rules, possibly today or tomorrow, it's probably going to be appealed anyway. And this is already Tuesday, Election Day. If this trial takes a day or two, and he wants to sleep on it, and announces verdict on Thursday, well, guess what? It's going to be appealed on Thursday afternoon or Friday at the latest. And guess what? Saturday's happening, people. I'm going to be in Detroit. It's that simple. Hoekstra's convention is being held in downtown Grand Rapids at the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel. Yeah, I wonder how much the DeVos family is charging Pete Hoekstra for it. Probably giving it to him for free. So we'll see. We will see what will happen. But I can tell you this. Whatever is decided by this judge, it's going to be appealed, and the appeal will not happen before Saturday. That's it. Final segment of hour number one. We'll take your text messages. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Listener Bob down in Hillsdale said, did anyone else get the phone call last night to join the Trump quote-unquote telephone rally? Pete Hoekstra was introduced as the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, and evidently they had Donald Trump on the phone call with them. I didn't get the call. Vicky didn't get the call. Did any of you? Probably had, I don't know, the 40 people that voted to remove Christina on the call. Dave Agema, listening in from a sunny, warm place, says Hoekstra and his fake convention are simply the establishment wealthy folks attempting to take control once again, using useful idiots, quote unquote, like Bree Morgenberg and Andy Seabolt, Tom Stillings, Tom Norton, Jeff Fuss, the list goes on and on and on, who have not a clue, nor do they know that they're being used. Just as they tried to eliminate me when I was the RNC chairman, they will fail against Cramo as they did against him. My goal was always to be the pain in the butt to the liberals, including the Republican rhinos, which most of them are. You just described my mission statement for this show, sir. I've been doing it since 2010 when I took on Howard the Rhino Walker. Phyllis didn't get the call. She said, Randy, Dexter Township has fire police renewal on the ballot today. I understand there are some other issues, what I was saying, for political office. It's a presidential primary. You're only getting a Republican or Democrat ballot for voting for president. There's probably a bunch of millages or renewals of millages all over the place. But here's the point. And this is very interesting. Nikki, state committee woman, love Miss Nikki. She's a county commissioner down in Manistee. I kind of pushed her into doing it. She goes, it's very interesting. The policy committee has come forward with this quote-unquote constitution. It was only briefly mentioned at our last state committee meeting. If it's brought up on March 2nd in Detroit, it hasn't even had a first reading by the body. If you look at page 30 of the document, it says signed March 2nd with spaces for signatures. I'm not sure how this is going to go over with the body of the people seeing it for the first time. Even myself just saw the full text of the document yesterday. That's fine. Today's Tuesday. I'm sure the state committee members will be getting it, especially after I talked to Dan Bonomy in the third hour today to find out exactly what's going on with this constitution and exactly if adopted, how would it work? How would it affect our primaries? Is it going to affect our August 6th primary this year or going forward in starting perhaps in 2026, the next governor election? I would much rather pick our Republican candidate at a state convention with duly elected precinct delegates, all of you who are going to get elected on August 6th this year. Yes, you're going to be on the ballot. Yes, you're going to get elected to be a precinct delegate. Yes, you're going to be involved in your county party. We are going to grow it heading into November. That's all part of my 2024 plan. I don't care about the state party. To be honest with you, I don't care about it at all. I care about 83 county parties. I'd like to see every single county have 20, 30, 40 grand in the bank. Support the real Republicans that you want to win on August 6th and then kick the crap out of the Democrats in November. This needs to be a tidal wave. Brian Panabaker said it quite well. Week ago Saturday, Waterford Township, when Donald Trump called him up on the stage, 85 million plus people voting for Trump. This needs to be so overwhelming they can't even cheat enough to defeat him. I agree with Brian 1,000%. And we need to do this in every county. We need to have the money to put up the yard signs, to knock on doors, to make phone calls, and to get out the vote. We need all hands on deck, folks. That's why you need to get these cards from us. We're not making any money on them. All the money we get in for these, we're ordering more. We ordered 10,000 of these cards. I'll have them at the state convention on Saturday. Text me cards. I'll text you back the link on how to get them. You can mail us a check for $21. Dave, yours is going out today. I got your check yesterday. Others are making donations online, acconservatives.org. There's no link there. Just donate $21. We'll know what it's for. We'll get your name, your address, your email address. We'll put you on the spreadsheet and we'll ship them out. I'm personally doing them. So far, I've sent out 1,800 of these 10,000. Hour number two, today's show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Take out the Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles,